This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Come.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, Labor Day weekend's always great. Great 3 days that people look forward to. I'm a little nervous about the roads. I'm actually on the road to L.A. And, it's very interesting because you have the dichotomy of people rushing to Las Vegas. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So you have that of people rushing and you see the traffic coming into Vegas and you see how happy they all are. And they look over at our lane means meaning us Vegas people, you know, running to California, you know, to see some water and go fishing. We're going fishing and, yeah, we're seeing family, which will explain why I am going to be running back from California back to Vegas. But it's interesting. If you ever have a chance to do this, I mean, try to only be the passenger in the car, not the driver, is try to look at the faces of people in traffic if you slow down enough on the highway, not on purpose, of course. And you see the excitement. You see the tongues hanging out and the googly eyes. And so many people from California driving into Vegas all excited for the weekend. And, you know, they're all. And then on the way back, when they're leaving, going back to California, on the other side, you know, they either look hungover, you see ice packs on their head, you see a lot of sunglasses. You know, I'm like, guys, it's nighttime, why are you wearing sunglasses? And you know, circles under the eyes. Yeah, I could see that. I could see that far. I got binoculars in my car when I drive back. So I think one of the most exciting things to do, you know, is that. Road games are always fun. You know, my kids, you know, they want to play a road game. And so we'll always start with geography. And because geography, I'm pretty good at geography. And I know a lot of names, with the exception of the new countries that weren't on the original risk game board. I'm pretty good at a lot of these countries. But my kids aren't. And then, even if my kids do remember a name of a country, or a state, or a city, they don't know how to spell it correctly. Okay, so I'll say Alabama. And you know, when you play geography, how geography works is you say a name of a city or a country, okay? And then the last letter is supposed to then, of that city or state, be used for the next person to come up with an answer. So let's say you say Arizona, the next person has to say Alabama. Then the next person may take that and say Arkansas. So I'll say Arkansas to my kids, and then they'll go W. All right, Washington. And I'm like, no. Arkansas ends in an S. And then they're like, Mom, you're lying. It's Arkansas. I'm like, okay. So then I open up a can of whoop-butt, you know, going, how the heck do you guys not know how to spell Arkansas? And so, you know, or Des Moines. All right. So let's say somebody goes Maryland. Okay, Maryland. All right. So my next one is going to be Des Moines. Okay, so Des Moines. N or E? E. And I'm like, no, Des Moines. And then so that I usually get very, very angry with the kids. Very angry. So I'm really expecting, between, you know, the drive and the kids and the family and all that I'm probably going to not have much of a vacation. But we'll talk about some safety tips on the road because that's pretty important. The World Health Organization, we got a bunch to talk about today. The World Health Organization is telling us that there have been no Zika cases from the Olympics. Well, that's awesome. I think they're being a little overly optimistic, but the World Health Organization says no confirmed cases of Zika among travelers or athletes at the Rio Olympics. So, all right, not too bad. We have more news, though, on the Zika front. They say 3 Zika-carrying mosquitoes were found in Florida. So they've actually caught the mosquitoes. and they found them to carry the Zika. Now all they have to do is, interrogate them, all right, and, you know, find out what waterboard. I don't know what they need to do. But now what they need to do is figure out, you know, where they were and try to get, some scoop. Also in the news today, the FDA is ordering antibacterials removed from consumer soaps. These antibacterial soaps that we have been, I have been strategically buying and finding those soaps as opposed to Dove or Irish Spring or whatever, the FDA is removing the antibacterials from those soaps. So we're going to talk about that. Millions of bees have died. Bees, you know, like if you don't bug the bee won't bug you. No bees. And they've died after South Carolina has sprayed pesticide to curb Zika. Remember I said one thing we got to be extremely, extremely careful about? Is as we try to fight nature or try to take steps to, curb what nature has given us, sometimes we can mess with nature in and of itself. You know, it's kind of like a Back to the Future 2 where, you know, what you do has all these, you know, consequences, okay? We've noticed chickenpox drop since we started the vaccine, but the two-dose vaccine, so that's pretty good. We have, I guess, another synthetic opioid that's pretty damn deadly that has hit the streets. We're going to talk about that. We also have, let me see here. I apologize. We have more news on cannabis. Apparently, there's another study talking about how it makes you less willing to go to work. Well, that's, yeah. The hepatitis cases from tropical smoothie stemming from frozen strawberries from Egypt now hit 70 cases in over 7 states. We're also going to talk about the Fertility Day campaign. We got National Blood Donation Week coming up. Very, very soon. Going to talk about that. And a very exciting guest. We're going to have Dr. Vicki Kramer, Chief of the Vector-Borne Diseases Section from California Department of Public Health. We're going to talk about Zika in California, what has been the latest, the microcephaly cases, and she's going to be a pretty fascinating interview coming up. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day in the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. DALI. Also, remember, you could follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, don't go away. Put your seatbelts on. Got a big show ahead. Here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Doc Dali, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, obviously, dominating the headlines is the news about Zika. And even though we're pretty relieved to hear what the World Health Organization has said today, that it doesn't mean we get to take a step back and just, you know, relax. We got a lot of work to do, especially when the FDA has now recommended that all blood be screened for Zika as we're trying to prevent any future transmission. Here to join us, I'm very excited about, is from the California Department of Public Health, Dr. Vicki Kramer, Chief of Vector-Borne Diseases Section. Hi, Dr. Kramer. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning.
Thank you so much. So, yes, can you tell us what's been going on in California in terms of Zika?
Absolutely. We've been working for the last 6 to 9 months to prepare and respond to the emergence of Zika virus disease in Latin America. And as it's moved north, as you know, the risk has increased as the number of infected people have increased, and we now have local transmission in Florida. Mm-hmm. In California, we've documented 241 travel-associated Zika infections. All of these individuals had traveled to areas where Zika virus is active, and we have had one case of sexual Zika virus transmission. So no transmission locally, no mosquito-borne transmission mm-hmm. noted to date.
No, that's great. That's great. You know, they've been talking about how the Aedes aegypti mosquito is a little bit more of a resilient one, and how we shouldn't let our guard down with the mosquito coming as far north as even, you know, the northeastern seaboard. They've been talking about how, you know, Pennsylvania may eventually, and I think it's far-fetched, but they've been saying even Pennsylvania may eventually see local. I mean, are you concerned about Southern California later having Aedes or aegypti, or do those mosquitoes usually don't travel that north or west?
Well, we do have Aedes aegypti mosquitoes in California in 12 California counties. They're a relatively new invader. In fact, they were first detected and subsequently became established just in 2013. And in that year, we found them in 3 California counties in the Central Valley and the Bay Area. And now, as I mentioned, we have found them in 12 California counties, primarily in Southern California. So along with Aedes aegypti, the yellow fever mosquito, we have a second mosquito in California that can potentially transmit Zika virus as well, called Aedes albopictus, or the Asian tiger mosquito. So in those counties with these mosquitoes, we have to be extra vigilant to ensure that those mosquitoes don't become infected and start biting people here in California, residents who have not traveled. So when we detect Zika in an individual and there are potentially Aedes mosquitoes in and around where that person lives or works, our local health department and local vector control respond and do an investigation, including trapping mosquitoes and doing enhanced mosquito control to reduce the risk of local transmission.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to comment, as regards the eastern seaboard, historically Aedes aegypti has invaded the eastern seaboard during the summer months, but because they like warm weather, they don't survive very well that far north, so typically we wouldn't see them establishing up the seaboard, although Aedes albopictus is well established in that area.
For those who are joining us, we're talking to Dr. Vicki Kramer, chief of the Vector-Borne Diseases section. And, boy, Dr. Kramer, thank you for being here, because I've been pronouncing it. Look, with all my microbiology and all my background, I've been calling it Aedes aegypti. And I know I should have known better. Oh, my gosh, my professor would be turning over in his grave if he knew I was mispronouncing that. Thank you again for the correction. You're wonderful. The two babies that were born earlier last month, with microcephaly from moms who were infected with Zika, travel-related Zika. Do we have any more information on them?
We do not have any specific information on them, but our local public health departments and their health care providers certainly would be following up on those cases if the moms and babies haven't returned to their home country. I don't have any additional information to share.
No worries. Do we have any other pregnant women with Zika currently in California?
Yes, the cumulative number of infections in pregnant women in California is 32. So 32 of the 241 infections are or were in pregnant women.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's so difficult because so many of us, either they say 80. I'm not that worried about that. I could confront anybody. That's fine. Meeting up with somebody you met online, that's got to be scary. I've never done that. I've never, because I've been married the whole time since online dating started, but if I had to online date, I would be scared to death. Getting a room full of people in a business situation, getting a room full of people in a social situation. Yeah, you know, I do get nervous still. Like when I speak at, let's say, you know, the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians, or when I speak to other people who are my peers, I'm very nervous because, you know, I always worry that other doctors are going to be like, why is she on the radio? Okay, I know the grades she got in medical school. And I go, this has nothing to do with my grades in medical school. I could be on the radio even if I wasn't a straight A medical student. By the way, I was like straight A's all through school. It was medical school where things started to take a little bit of a turn. So, you know, because now you're with everybody smart. I mean, everybody now, you know, is an overachiever. And now you're not standing out as much, you know. But I still did. I stood out in my own way. Maybe not with grades, but I stood out in my own way. Okay, so let's see here. Bumping into somebody you knew reasonably well in the street. Well, no. Oh, I see. Yeah, okay. Bumping into somebody you previously had a relationship with, meeting your idol or a celebrity. Oh, I always get stupid. Oh, I always get stupid whenever I meet a celebrity, especially when they're good looking. That's a problem. Being interviewed for a new role or job, dancing with someone, a first kiss, standing up to someone you disagree with, receiving a compliment from someone could be actually anxiety producing. Being told by someone you have something on your face or teeth. Oh, I hate that. That's so awkward. Oh, I hate that. I'm like, I'm saving that chive for later. Introduce someone when you've forgotten their name. I forget people's names all the time. I remember your face. I'll remember what you ate when I saw you last. I will not remember your name. I cannot remember names. I don't know why. Having to stand in somebody's personal space when you're on a packed train or bus. Yeah, the hard part I have is when I'm on the subway and there's a guy sitting there and I'm basically standing right over him. You know, and all he could do is either stare at my butt or stare at my front. And, you know, he's trying to look the other way. I'm trying to, you know, yeah, it is. It's okay. So this is society. All right. So these are awkward. So doesn't mean you got to medicate. Doesn't mean, you know, your medication is not going to change your environment. Now, I think I think the big problem we have is, you know, a lot of us, we can't sleep. I would say the biggest reason we have a big tranquilizer problem is many people are taking it for sleep issues. And so here we are when we used to be able to fall asleep. I mean, our bodies are designed to fall asleep. You know, our bodies know exactly how to fall asleep. You will fall asleep. You will not just go for days without sleep. You will fall asleep, but we screw it up. We screw our sleep cycle up because we're staring at our phones, we're staring at our computers. Some of you listen to the Dr. Dahlia show. That really screws you up. You know, and I'm not saying not to. You know, I don't mind if you guys lose sleep over my show, but just don't listen to any other show. Anyway, okay, that's neither here nor there. But, so, many of us, we completely mess up a good system. So now here you are. You're, you know, trying to fall asleep and you had just looked at, I don't know, Facebook, or you just tweeted and then you stimulated your brain because it's all communication. So when you stimulate your brain to communicate, and when you stimulate your brain to have to click buttons and be dexterous. See, I can't even stimulate that part of the brain. I don't even know how to pronounce it. And so you know, unfortunately, you can't unwind. So I say the big problem we have is the lack of being able to unwind, and that is our fault. That's society's fault. You know how many texts and emails I got last night when I was trying to go to sleep, and I went to bed at midnight. I go to bed at midnight, and nobody left me alone. My phone, nobody left me alone. And I'm like, guys, I'm trying to sleep. Leave me alone. Didn't happen. And then the stupid cat. Oh, that cat is so stupid. Oh, she wakes me up. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTORDELLY.
Bye. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today, younghealth.com, or call 800-396-9024.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So Walmart says it is cutting 7,000 store jobs in the accounting and invoicing back office. 7,000 jobs are to be cut. Walmart spokeswoman Deisha Barnett said the company will now cut back office workers in all of its approximately approximately 4,600 stores over the next several months. The announcement, they said, made no impact on their stock price, which opened at $71.57 Thursday and was up by $1.28 Thursday afternoon. I know, I remember I told you one of my friends was investing in it about 20 some years ago, and you know, he goes, I don't know, there's this company that looks like it's starting to do good, even though the company's been around for decades, you know. And I was like, well, that's the stupid name, Walmart, really? And he's like, yeah, it looks like they're doing good, so I'm going to invest. And gosh, I'm the idiot. I'm just not good when it comes to stocks, or, you know. So the retailer employs right now 1.5 million people in the United States. So this is still a drop in the bucket. Barnett said the move is part of Walmart's efforts to have more employees on the sales floor, and the retailer is offering affected workers consumer-facing positions in stores. In June, Walmart, the country's largest private sector employer, said it would cut back office jobs in hundreds of stores, and if it was satisfied with the changes, it would roll it out to other stores. See, so if I worked there, I would make it look like so unsatisfying, right? You know, okay, you just fired my friend. You just fired somebody else. We are going to make this so unsatisfying so you see how much it didn't work. That's got to be hard. You know, remember I told you one big shocker with the recession was, you know, the people that lost their jobs were actually some of the best people at the firm. Or, you know, in the hospital, or some of the best people. And the reason why is they were making the most money. So you saw nurses who were 20-year veterans at that place of work lose their job instantaneously because, you know, the employers could hire two or three MAs for a heck of a lot cheaper. And so, you know, you're doing a good job all those years and getting promoted and, you know, advancing and moving up to a higher position and moving on up and moving on up and moving on up just unfortunately made you the biggest target when it was the time during a recession. And the people who got the jobs were the ones saying, yeah, I'll work for $7 an hour. And so that was really frightening. So here you are, you're losing your coworker. And this doesn't have to do with, you know, Walmart. This could be with anything. You lose your coworker. You're like, well, do we want to teach him that that was a bad idea and teach him a lesson and show that nothing gets done? Or am I going to lose my job because I'm not doing a good job? And should I just do the best job I can so I don't lose the job? You know, and that was a problem, you know, people had with the recession. They were like, you know, I want to show the boss that we are understaffed, that we are working at a skeleton crew, but he'll just say, fine, I'll hire somebody who wants a job. That's what's so scary about unemployment. And you know, I watch very closely what happens with these big retailers because, you know, we're anticipating a huge depression as we've talked about why. You know, these retailers are, you know, competing with the internet. It's amazing how things cycle, where small companies for years until recently could not compete. Small companies could never compete with the big stores. So all those boutique shops of the 40s, 50s, 60s, even though there were department stores, but many of the boutique shops basically got squashed by these big companies coming in. And so, you know, if you had an electronic, you know, Best Buy had more of a chance of getting your business because they had the big signage, they had the big store, they could promote the bigger sales. And here you are, a little baby Radio Shack in a small area in the mall, not being able to compete. Well, all of a sudden the internet comes and you have these companies that, you know, a lot of these people, they are just working out of their house. They are selling the stuff out of their garage. And you have no idea because they are able to now compete with Best Buy on the internet. That's a good thing and a bad thing. So, you know, it's a bad thing because for us in the economy, if these big, huge Walmart, Best Buy, these big, huge companies can't pay their rent or their commercial real estate, that whole corner of that commercial real estate gets unrented. That's a big problem. And then with that, you start to have to, you know, a glut and et cetera. And so, you know, you want these big companies to do well because that's what's helping drive the commercial. And in fact, the surge of these big companies is what made a lot of the economy boom in the early 2000s. And the internet has been at racing increasing speed, allowing smaller companies to compete, which is great for us smaller companies, but bad in terms of now people have other choices, and so the big companies could be going down. And if the big companies employ thousands and thousands of our citizens in our city and state, now they're losing jobs. So you see, it all affects us. It all comes around. In June, Walmart had said it was going to cut jobs in hundreds of stores. Recently, the retailer launched a new system for scheduling workers at 650 stores in an effort to improve staffing. And Walmart has also committed to investing $2.7 billion in programs that involve training its workforce and a series of wage hikes that took the minimum hourly pay for store workers to $10 an hour early this year. Yeah, remember I said how smart Walmart was? Walmart knew that the minimum wage was going to be going up eventually. So before they were forced to increase their wages, they made a statement that they were going to, you know, raise everybody's wage, which was great, and we applauded it, but very, very smart and very, very strategic. But with that, yeah, they raised the wage, but now they have to cut jobs. And you notice that you get applauded for raising the wage, but you really don't get a lot of, you know, slack for, you know, for cutting jobs. And so basically that's how you transfer the money. It's all money transfer. So the eliminated back office jobs are going to be the higher paid hourly workers who manage tasks like the individual store's daily cash flow or process claims from manufacturers delivering goods to the stores. And get this, starting next year, those jobs are going to be automated and handled by a central office, according to the retailer. So here's automation, the second part of what's going to cause more and more job loss kicking in. The new roles for employees could include working in the online pickup or grocery departments or being fired. A Walmart spokesman told Business Insider some will see higher pay, some may see a slight decrease. So, I mean, we'll see. I watch Walmart because Walmart is still one of the most successful retail stores out there and grocers. I go there for groceries. I go there for everything. Toilet paper. I go there for gifts. Expect, though, to see a bump in hiring for Christmas. But back office, higher pay, and they could automate things. And so more and more things are going to be automated, and it's, yeah, it's scary stuff. You guys will probably see a bump in hiring for holidays very, very soon. You see an increase around Halloween, then, of course, Thanksgiving and Christmas. So I'm hoping it's going to be a good year with that. But I got to tell you, I mean, for me, am I going to stand in the lines? Am I going to be... am I going to be sitting there, you know, battling, you know, the discounts? No, because I'm finding I could get killer discounts just going online. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Annual report sees adult obesity rates increasing in four states. They say obesity rates have been increasing between 2014 and 2015. Louisiana had the highest adult obesity rate at 36.2%, while Colorado tallied the lowest at 20.2%. They say Kansas and Kentucky also had increases. Overall, the report found that obesity rates now exceed 35% in four states and are above 30% in 25 states and are above 20% in all states. So we have an obesity problem in every single state. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help
offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, we've created a National Blood Donation Week. September 4th to September 10th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 10th is National Blood Donation Day. Governors in multiple states have declared their state blood donation day to be September 10th, and we are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. See, when crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And since thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis, blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. So while your governor's office is working on the proclamation, please sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com or follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Yeah. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Fox News is reporting, this is very interesting, why the type of underwear you wear matters to your vagina. So I guess the ladies' pelvic areas can have, unfortunately, different pathologies based on what type of underwear that you wear. According to Alexander Chang, MD, assistant clinical professor in the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA, tells Self, which is the, I guess, news outlet, all right, that the types of undies you choose can contribute to irritation and chafing and worsening pre-existing areas problems to the area. They say certain materials trap and heat moisture, affecting your comfort and the overall balance of good and bad bacteria. Others simply may be uncomfortable and cause skin reactions and chafing. So here is how to select your underwear. They say cotton is what most experts recommend because it doesn't hold moisture in. They say the classic advice when perusing for panties, they say, is to choose cotton over anything else. I think mine are burlap. They say generally cotton underwear is recommended since it has a natural moisture wicking and drying effect, and it's cheap, according to Dr. Chang. Silk is more expensive, and some lacy cuts could be irritating. So chances are cotton will give you the most comfort for your dollar, which is very important. I don't like buying expensive underwear, honestly. The, let me see here. They say other materials that could also prevent moisture can be just, let me see here. What other? Oh, they say they could also be just as effective. And occlusive material will definitely affect the microclimate. So latex rubber underwear, panties like the ones that Miley Cyrus wore, not the best idea for an extended period of time. Okay, I didn't know that there was latex rubber underwear that you could wear. When it comes to choosing between cotton or something like polyester or silk, there's no real science on who is a clear winner. They say, in fact, they say underwear made of synthetic materials may be a smarter choice, like Sweaty Betty. Did you know that there was something called that, Sweaty Betty? They say cotton underwear will feel wetter after a workout, so if you are the type of person that sweats a lot, you may be more comfortable in the synthetics made to wick away the moisture. If you are prone to yeast infections or have yeast overgrowth, you need to keep the area dry because yeast thrives in warm and more moist environments. All right, so, but some people could be allergic to the synthetics, so we don't want that either. Okay, and then thongs. They talk about that. Again, doesn't relate to me. They say wearing a thong that is too tight can cause rubbing and irritation. Dr. Gunter reassures that opting for, oh, that's funny. Okay. They say, they call it butt floss. That's ridiculous. It's not good. They say the tighter style will not change the pH or the microclimate, but it could unfortunately cause chafing. Cotton is more comfortable. I'm really a big fan of cotton. I love cotton. And if I could wear my husband's underwear, not his tighty-whities, but his boxer briefs, I really love those. Very, very comfortable. It just, you know, and I think there's even pockets in there, which, you know, it just, it's nice. So, underwear, yeah, you got to pick it right and choose what keeps you dry and feels good on the tushy. Okay, that was very interesting. Thank you, Fox News and Self. That was wonderful. Chronic fatigue syndrome. Chronic fatigue syndrome has been in the news as they say that there's a test, and I apologize because I'm having some issues with the computer, where there's a blood test that may be able to pick up the whether you have chronic fatigue. And so, you know, the big problem that a lot of us have, and I have chronic fatigue, I'm able to still go to work. I'm still able to do everything I do. I just have to sleep. I have to get my naps in on the weekend. I have to make sure I get sleep every day. And if I don't, I'm just tired, all right? And so it's just not good. And I yawn a lot. You never know that because I'm so energetic, but I have chronic fatigue. But there's no way to test that. There's no blood test. And so now they say, even though it affects 2.5 million people in the U.S., there's probably more that have it. And researchers are trying to figure out how they could diagnose and how they could help treat. It's very challenging, according to lead researcher Robert Nazio from University of California, San Diego. He says it affects multiple symptoms of the body. Symptoms vary and are common to many other diseases. There's no laboratory test that's diagnostic. Patients may spend tens of thousands of dollars and years trying to get the correct diagnosis. And so myalgic encephalomyelitis is, I guess, the medical term for chronic fatigue syndrome. It's a condition that causes severe fatigue and lasts more than 6 months. During this time, a patient can experience headaches, sleep problems, and memory issues. Women are generally more at risk than men, though it affects both between the ages of 30 and 50. So what they did is they recruited 84 subjects, 45 men and women with chronic fatigue syndrome symptoms, and then they had 39 as a control group. And they took blood samples from each of the volunteers, and they identified 612 metabolites, substances that are produced by cells as they break down, okay? And they observed how they interacted with 63 chemical pathways within the blood plasma. And after they analyzed the differences between the control and the group that had the CSF, the chronic fatigue, they were able to find that those who had chronic fatigue syndrome had abnormalities in 20 of the pathways, and 80% of the studied metabolites had actually dropped. This suggests that those with chronic fatigue syndrome may metabolize much slower than those without it. And so, or there may be like a hibernation type of thing. And so what they're basically looking at cellular metabolic responses. And with that, they may be able to then to do blood tests to actually look at markers. So, it's interesting. And, you know, we still have a lot more of a way to go. But what I like about this is you have people coming in that say they're tired. And they're exhausted. And so the first thing I do is I run a thyroid and I run a diabetes test and I run an anemia test. Okay, that's fine. So that all comes back normal. But they're like, look, I'm really tired. Okay, and, you know, something's wrong. Well, whatever somebody says something's wrong, I need to worry about cancer. So I start to go, well, okay, well, I got to look deeper. I got to figure this out. So you start to look deeper and you start to, you know, evaluate. And you know, you could be doing thousands upon thousands of dollars of testing easy. By the way, these guys are not the first people to find a biomarker. They said back in June there was a team from Cornell University who used biomarkers in the gut bacteria, and they were able to diagnose 87 patients with the condition. So, you know, we still have a long way to go, but it helps, you know, those of us where if we go to the doctor and the doctor says, it's got to be psychological. You know, we're able to say, oh, hell to the no, and that's exactly what we do. We like to say hell to the no. Back to school is here. And unfortunately, many of the kids that were supposed to get their teeth checked and their teeth cleaned didn't do it. So the American Dental Association is giving us some tips. They say schedule the visit ahead of time, such as before school lets out in the spring, so you avoid the late summer rush, which means, and I wouldn't wait till next year because you guys have to go twice a year. Even though I'm sorry this article came out today, they say make sure you're teaching your kids to brush at least twice a day. They're going to be eating a lot of crap at school that you aren't supervising. Make sure they floss once a day. I even like water picks. Teach them how to use a water pick if they're over, you know, an age where they can, you know, manage it. Make sure you're helping kids six and under. Don't schedule the checkup for a time when your little one is tired and should be napping. For older kids, don't tack it on to the long at the end of the long, exhausting day. So you want to make sure that the kids are kind of up and not grumpy. If you have more than one child getting a checkup, let your most experienced child go first so the younger one could watch. If the older one starts to cry and throw a fit, you're just plain out screwed. I use a children's dentist here in Las Vegas. They're very, very good, and the kids love them. Make sure your child has a very light snack. You don't want too much so they don't gag. And then don't feel anxious, okay? The kid has to go to the dentist. If the kid's got, you know, cavities, don't threaten that you're going to whoop their butts, okay? It'll all work out. 1-877-DOC-TELLY. Don't go away.
Rebel. Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.